views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Deborah Rothschild Show, developing a dynamic you. What makes a successful entrepreneur? Host Deborah Rothschild has a wealth of experience and insight delivered with humor and passion. Deborah lives by one adage: she develops human potential. Deborah Rothschild brings the secrets, she brings the experience, she reveals what aspiration, failure, and success have taught her to become. Redirect your perspective and see the new you who knows exactly where to go next and how to get there with The Deborah Rothschild Show, developing a dynamic you now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Deborah Rothschild with The Deborah Show on Transformation Talk Radio. On these last previous weeks, I've been discussing change. People who are compliant, people who resist. And we live in a hyper-changing world. And in order to grow, we have to go forward. I am a business consultant coach. I have 18,000 hours of paid documented coaching time. And not many can say that. I just hit my 20-year anniversary. And earlier, prior to this show, I was speaking with a client who had called and said that her issues, and there were several, you know, with people being resistant, argumentative, and questioning, you know, every decision that's being made from the team later on down. You know, and my advice to her is that, you know, communication is going to be the key. Keeping an attitude that is positive and making sure that you not only communicate effectively, but you communicate with confidence. And all of this is a skill set, some of which is character, some of which is DNA. And one thing that I believe that will aid her, that has aided me, and that, of course, will, you know, cause you to have quantum leaps in your life, is to make sure that not only that are you confident, but we have to have an artery of optimism. I'm not talking positive thinking. I'm talking hardcore iceberg optimism. Because it's when you are optimistic, you know, your head is in a different place. And how many of you know someone that their glass of water is not just half full, it's empty? They don't have enough in them to look at the glass and know and understand that that glass is refillable. And so today I want to talk about not just positive thinking, because we have to think positive. We also have to be a group of people that are realistic, but we also have to have that iceberg, what's the big word? Optimism. And, you know, all of us have this little voice on the inside of us. And, you know, and thank God I didn't listen to mine half the time. I really been in trouble. And way too often I did listen to it, and it did cause me to get into trouble. You know, we interpret things differently than somebody else. Our filter systems, the way we're made, you know, our what we bring to the table, our childhood, everything creates in us this being. And from that is our filter system. And from therefore, you know, the way we think, our values is what we choose and what we talk about. And living in this society where everything is changing, corporate America is changing, direct sales is changing, home life is changing, our precious country is changing. You know, tomorrow will be different than it is today. And so we're in a state of flux constantly. But that's the beauty of being a human being. We can roll with the punches. It's when I think too many people have taken too many punches and they're knocked off their equilibrium state. And then everything is muffled, buffled, and they can't make sense of this. So leaders, need to take into account, not everybody is where their head is. Perhaps they don't have your experience, they don't have your skill set, and guess what? You don't have their mother-in-law or their neighbor that's harassing them. So we all come to the table every morning to go to work, or our businesses, or even, you know, dealing. And then this goes for big organizations. This goes for community organizations. This goes for churches. We deal with people, and people sometimes are just quite precarious. So what are you going to do when you know things have got to change? One, you have to be willing to change. Change is not easy. I think one of the greatest attributes to my life is that in the beginning of my business life, I had such very strong mentors that didn't give me an inch. You know, when I was wrong, the finger was pointed, but I was not, it was like when I was a kid. My mother used to tell my dad, don't just harp on her. Tell her why. This kid needs to know why. And once she gets that in her head as to why she should or should not do something, then this is going to be easier for her. Well, I remember in the very beginning of, I've owned very successful businesses, and okay, maybe it's impressive. That just tells me that I made a lot of mistakes and I had to crawl through a lot of ditches to get to where I was. I used to tell my mentors, and I still tell my coach today, and yes, I do have a coach, don't just tell me to do something, but tell me why. I want to know the psychology behind it. I want to know the ramifications. Then allow me to process that, and then I'm good with it. And I think too often in leadership positions, you know, we're very quick to point the finger and say, don't do that, or we're doing this, or we're doing that, without a great explanation. And guess what? You have to do all this being optimistic. Because if you're not optimistic, people have got built-in sensors. Most people are extremely intuitive, and they're going to know right away if you're like on the money or off the money. They're going to know if you're coming from a position of strength and confidence, or whether you're just, you know, passing down this information and you yourself have not become settled with it. So we have to remember that, you know, there's a cause, you know, what we don't, there's a cause, right? Things are caused by, too often, a knee-jerk response into something. And I know that in, you know, my last direct sales company, network marketing, thank God for network marketing. I'm no longer working a company. I'm strictly a coaching gal, both to the executive and the entrepreneur, that there is a great change coming aboard. Let's just say, let me give you an example. You have a new person that comes on your team, because this can be applied to management in corporate America or a church or any other group. And they bring, let's just say they're very quick to respond. And all of a sudden, you know, they bring in 20 or 30 people, and all of a sudden you got 20 or 30 more attitudes to deal with. That's not always really easy for a leader. You know, so every leader's position, and no matter what you do or who you deal with, has got to be optimistic, and you need to be on the hunt. You need to be looking for and identifying in people who they are, what they bring to the table, the good things, the ugly things, the bad things, everything all together. So you know who you're talking to. You know who you're going to be working with and how you can best serve them. There's nothing any sadder to me, quite frankly, coming from the direct sales industry and being a coach from, you know, many years, that big time leadership in a group doesn't take time to get to know the flock. I mean, that is the mortal sin of everything. And sooner or later in developing people, you know, and that's what I do. I develop human potential. You know, we hit roadblocks and we come up with problems. Now, you know, for every problem there is a solution. And within the problem and solution, there's a great lesson to be learned. But I think in life, people get T-boned and they're knocked off balance, as I said earlier, and it just takes a breath away from them. And they're in that emotional state of flux where they're going to think the worst. And typically, people don't get T-boned in life and come out of it and go, wow, this has been great. It's all going to be wonderful. It just knocks the air right out of their emotional lungs. And it's then, right then, is when support is needed. And that's when growth occurs. Because it's during those moments of impact when we can all make the decision after we catch our breath, hey, you know, this is going to be okay. We have to start looking for the what's good in a problem that we can grow. So this optimistic explanatory style, what I call, you know, after you take a punch in life, we have to look at the opportunity when a problem does exist. And regardless of any landscape of what's going on round about you, it is going to be your optimism and the optimism of a group that will change the odds. It will make things bigger, better, and greater for people. I promise you, all day long. You know, people are precious. People are irreplaceable. I don't think I've met anybody in my life that I did not learn something from, even someone I did not like. And there's very few people I don't like. But even those that, you know, perhaps maybe in times past, you know, I would regard maybe as a foe or, you know, not exactly friendly to me. I decided a long time ago that I was going to learn from someone that was negative. So I'm going to take a real quick, sharp break. Whatever you do, don't leave me. I'm Deborah Rothschild. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. I'll be right back with you.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your golden path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Deborah Rothschild. I am back. Thanks for staying in tune with me. You're listening to The Deborah Show. I am a business executive entrepreneur coach. And by the way, my website is deborahrothschild.com. My office number is area code 314-917-2709. That is 314-917-2709. And you're wondering who I coach. Oh, the entrepreneur, the executive, anybody that wants to grow and go and raise the bottom line. My clients call me the noodler. Isn't that a crazy, crazy nickname? They also call me the stealth. In fact, in my last two companies, the president of both companies called me a stealth because I just have that demeanor about myself. I fly under the radar. We get things done. We watch the numbers grow. And going back to why my clients call me a noodler is because I am known for getting in your head. I am known for bringing a different perspective to the table because I want you thinking different. When you start thinking different, the world and choices, new choices, start coming into play. You know, there was a gentleman by the name of Mr. Bach said that what the caterpillar calls a tragedy, the master calls a butterfly. I wrote a book called The Firefly Protocol, and I have had to reinvent myself many times in my life, as many of you. And that book's available on Amazon. I would encourage you. It's a great read. And what's odd is that I have more men reading it than women. I don't know why that is. So I think it goes back to the fact that me being a gal, I conduct business more like a man because I'm all about get it done. And why is that? Because God only gave us 24 hours a day to raise the numbers and to create success in people's lives. I love to coffee clutch. I love to sit down and laugh with the girls. But when it comes to business, I'm all about business. Not to say that I'm not loving, kind, and sweet and sincere, but if numbers aren't growing, then we have to look. Well, this is what I tell my clients. We need to look in the mirror and we need to find out why things are not growing. So in order to grow and go, there's changes that we have to make. Keeping a great attitude, keeping that iceberg optimism, we have to make a few simple changes in the way we think, and we're going to have a lot more room for the good news. And to me, I'm going to call that what happens is that we create that iceberg optimism. And, you know, there was a trend some years ago about, and there still is, about positive thinking. And people have their things they write down every day, and they profess these out loud, and they start declaring these. And I'm all for that. You know, I think we need to tell ourselves. But I think that is just another thing that we can do. It's when we're not saying those things, it's how we're really thinking. You know, the battlefield is between the ears, and that's where the war goes on, and we have to get the victory and take captive thoughts that would feed us a toxic cesspool. And I know that when we entertain all those ugly thoughts, then we're not apt to be that optimistic person that I know that so many can be. Have you ever been around anybody that is a negative Nelly? And this comes both male and female. I mean, no matter what, there's something wrong with it. And they live like this 24 hours a day. Well, I can only stand about, you know, 3.1 minutes in the same room with someone like that because it's going to choke me, the energy so bad. You know, they're typically unhealthy. They don't sleep good at night. They're just miserable. And they're more miserable. And they're more miserable. And until they make a decision that they no longer want to serve that, they're going to stay like that. So if any of you have any of those types of people in your life, you love them, but you move on. So we have to remember that, as I said earlier, that the battlefield is in the head, right? So we have to learn to self-author ourselves. So let me ask you a question. Do you think it's more important to be positive or not to be negative? Well, it's not really a trick question, but I guess it could be. But it turns out that we accomplish more for ourselves by reducing the pessimism than by trying to pump up the optimism. That's exactly why, you know, I'm not into this name it and claim it. You know, I've got 82 affirmations that I'm going to read daily. I'm going to do it 4 times a day and I'm going to change. Well, I believe it will have a positive effect, because I'm not saying don't do that. But I would rather see someone, and to me, there's a greater psychological advantage and a growth factor involved, that if we reduce the pessimism in our life rather than trying to, you know, get pumped up and hypered up. And because I don't do hyper rah-rah. I don't think, you know, hyper rah-rah is, it's only going to last just a few milliseconds in our universe. So what I would ask you to do is, why don't you get a piece of paper and jot down, you know, today sometime, I want you to put some thought into, what are the negative influences on your life? And no, it can't be your mother-in-law, right? Because typically, we're not going to can't remove family members, but we can remove the effects of some people in our lives. So why don't you start a running list of what you feel is a negative, and you may not know until you get a situation today. You may not understand. What if you're a member of, what if you've joined a community group and you don't feel that that is a perfect fit for you? It's draining the life out of you. Then to me, that is a negative. And maybe you need to reevaluate being a member of that one. All right. So going on. So the question I had for you is it more important to be positive or not to be negative? So next question I have for you, where do you think most of the bad news comes from that's floating around in your head? Well, Connie, here's a clue. I promise you that you talk more to yourself than to anybody else in the world. And by the way, you and I are responsible for allowing toxic self-talk to occupy our little heads. And then whenever we allow this pessimism into our stream of consciousness, the lights go out for that iceberg optimism that I'm striving to bring to the table for not just you, my clients, and everyone around me. And you know, I think so many people have become pessimistic. You know, they don't understand that the glass of water is half empty, but it's refillable, is because they've been beat up so often in life. You know, they have not had time to recover between blows. And, you know, I have a client that lives in the Hudson Valley, you know, went through a horrible divorce. And then she battled a child that was rebellious. And then, you know, they kind of got that back together again. And then all of a sudden there was a child that became ill. And then out of nowhere, the former husband, you know, got ugly again and started this roller coaster. And she's developing a company and she's doing well. But one thing I noticed, that every time she got hit, and I call it a T-bone hit, you know, took her breath away, but she didn't have time to recover. And so on last week's coaching call, I told her to take a couple, 3 days off. I think she needed a break from life. She needed to focus in on her family. She did not worry about business. And she just needed to regroup and take in a breath of fresh air, because what's happened is that you get T-boned, you get T-boned, you get T-boned, you don't recover, you don't recover. And all of a sudden, these wounds, whether they're psychological, whether they're physical, whether they're emotional, whether just the way you think, then we're off center. And what we both know that when we are off center, then we just can't grasp everything. So the bad news comes typically from the way we're wired, the way we think. So we have to make sure that we are not super critical. We have that super critical inner voice, and that too often focuses, pinpoints, highlights, puts the beam on our limitations, shortcomings, mistakes, and what might go wrong. You have to remember that you're a human being going forward and growing, and no one's got it together. I'll tell you this, you know, one of my clients, I worked with her for 9 years. We finally got her check. And I say we, because I'm on staff, $230,000 a month. And if you don't think this woman has not had to learn some things, you know, in the beginning, it was how to sell a lot of product and how to do great follow-up and keep your customers happy and customer service. And then all of a sudden she had this team, and all of a sudden she has a monster to deal with. And so often I've had to talk her off the ledge. And even to this day, as per our conversation last night, she feels like a failure. And I shake my head and I look back, because I'm not in that forest of trees. I'm not so close to the forest. You know, I can see the trees for what they are. She has grown dynamically. And so often we have to keep talking people off the ledge, bringing them back in. And in order for you to do that, your head has to be straight. Has to be straight today. Got to be straight tomorrow, and we move forward. We're going to take a short break. I'll be right back with you.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of Burning Bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
I'm back, everyone. I'm Deborah Rothschild with The Deborah Show. I am a business consultant, but what I really love is that I'm a business coach. You know, and the reason I can coach is because I've been very successful. And I never would have thought that the day would come that I would be doing what I'm doing. However, 20 years of dynamic success and 18,000 hours of paid coaching time. And I will be very honest with everyone. I grew my businesses, all of them, by making a lot of mistakes and learning very quickly from my mistakes, not wanting to make that boo-boo all over again, right? Because I think that was kind of like the smart thing. I didn't want to be like the Israelites having to walk around the mountain another 40 years. I wanted to get the victory and move on and go do something else. And I was reminiscing the other day on how my coaching practice started, who I started coaching, and the growth, not of my business, but my personal growth. Because after you spend 18,000 hours coaching people and telling them what to do, you better learn right from wrong. You better learn the answers. And I still to this day tell my clients, I may not always have the answer. I will find that out for you, but I can tell you what not to do. Because you see, I've made every mistake in the book to become successful. So we live in a world that has been warped by people that don't want to change. We've got ongoing change, and we find ourselves sometimes stuck in the muck. And we deal with people that are not happy, that are miserable. We got people resistant to change. That makes up 30% of the population in business. You know, we have 20% that want to rock and roll with us, and they're committed, they're loyal, they trust us, and they're ready to hit the pavement with us. Then you got that 50%ers. They sit on the fence. You know, it's like a bunch of birds lined up on a fence. They don't know which way they're going to fly. They're going to kind of wait for the wind to change and feeling things out. And then you got the 30% who are the resistors in life. And that doesn't make them all bad all the time, some of which will never change, and that's to their own demise. And in all this, we have to have a great attitude. Oh my, we can't get down in the mully grubbies. You can get down in the mully grubbies. As a coach, I'm going to tell you so. You can get down, but I'm not going to let you stay down because you're going to come make up for air, catch your breath, and we're going to go forward. So here again, you know, we have to work with people that are not always going to be on our same wavelength. And there's a lot of pessimism in our country. People have a feeling of what's going to happen next. Things are unstable. So we have to become stable. You know, you are as important. You know, you may not be the mayor, the senator. You know, maybe you're not the pastor, maybe you're not the president of the corporation, maybe you're not the top money earner in your company, but you are a pillar in your community. Because, you know, it takes a community to raise a child. It takes a larger community to raise an adult. And so you need to become a pillar for your family. You need to become a pillar in your business and in your community. So we find, you know, in my research and of dealing with people, and it's kind of a precarious thing, I'm a straight shooter. I'm kind, I'm loving, but I'm a realist. You know, nothing any crazier to me is for someone to pop up with something that sounds great, looks good, smells good, all cotton candy, but there's no truth in it. So we have to be people of reality. And in order to become a person of reality, you have to have that value system, that structure within you to be optimistic. You have to be looking for the great everywhere all the time. And that takes strong personality. That takes character. That takes a lot of value. And I was not born like this. You know, I'll disclose a couple of personal things about myself. I was born with a lot of, had some health issues. I had to undergo a lot of plastic surgery as a young child. I was bullied in school. And I remember my father, and my parents were German immigrants. They were blue collar, hardworking, you know, that class way back when. And they gave up vacations. They gave new furniture up. They gave it all up for me to have the plastic surgery for two things. One, that I could be as beautiful as my father knew that I could be, and that I would never be bullied again. So I came into life always being picked on. So there was that part of me that you know, was very hesitant. And I was not a pessimistic kid. I was optimistic. I just took some emotional hits in life. And I think it took decades. And I mean decades to overcome that. So we understand that when we're dealing with people, we're dealing with maybe they were a Deborah Rothschild, maybe they had some hiccups. So we encourage people to grow, but when they fail to cooperate or they have become part of that 30% resistor group, we're going to let them be. We have to let people be. We can't beat people into success. You know, we just absolutely cannot. It has to come from within. And that is a settling within their own subconscious, their own inner being, their own energy level and everything that they do. So what are you going to do? You're going to continue focusing on you and that group of people that want to grow. We love the ones that don't want to exactly move forward yet. Because who wants to get rid of a human being? Because everybody is irreplaceable and dynamic. I don't care if you think or I think that they are a complete muckaluck and failure in life. There's something great about them. Now, they can continue to choose to be that, and we're going to allow that because they're an adult and they can make their own decisions, right? All right, so since these pessimistic people, sometimes they even explain good events as due to causes that are, you know, oh, it's their good luck, or, you know, that's just them, I can't do it. All, you have to remember that everybody that you work with, everybody you know, has undergone and will continue to go through things. We have to continue driving home to people that the glass is fillable. And we need to focus on, well, I guess, how do I say this? We have to focus on what you want to expand in. You know, if you want to grow your business, then you spend time learning more about your business. If you want to grow as a better mother, then you need to do an assessment of where you think things need to change, and you need to ask somebody else, what do you think I could add to this? We need to be asking people around us. These are positive people. We're not going to run to the negative Nellies to get an opinion because you know what their opinion's going to be. We need input in our lives. And not all input is exactly what you need today. It's like eating chicken. You eat the meat, you spit out the bones. You know, so often we get into situations. And I think one of the things that probably, oh, I mean, you can tell me anything about me you know, and it's not that I get my feelings hurt easily. I'm kind of a tenderfoot. I'm very bold dynamically on the platform. You know, the largest crowd I've ever spoken in front of was 10,000. I don't flinch. I just rock and roll and I go with it. But, you know, I wear my heart on my sleeve. And if in my inner circle is small, I don't like it that way. You know, I don't think that we need to, we can love our neighbors. We can be great to people. But, you know, for me, I've chosen to have a small inner circle now. And that just works out the very best for Deborah at this juncture in my life. So in order to grow and to go, as I said, in order to make the changes, keep that optimism, we need to deplete ourselves of that which is, you know, negative. We need to do what? We need to set some goals for ourselves. Now, this is not going to be some goal-making jam session, all right? I promise you. There's enough of that floating around. And oh, I'm not against setting goals, because if you don't write it down, chances are, you know, you're not going to get there. What I want you to do is, in yourself, simultaneously as you're working with people, I want you to kill negativity, that negative thinking while it's still young. Because negative thoughts have a tendency to take root, and then they bear fruit. So is it easier to go out and pull a couple seedlings out of the ground? Are you going to wait till this is a full-blown oak tree, and then you have to get excavators in, right? So that thought process, because, you know, and I'm a thought process girl, because I know that if you're thinking the wrong thing, you know, you've got the wrong information, we're making the wrong decisions in life. And all too often, those wrong decisions could have been totally on a positive note had the thinking, the value system in the head been different. So one very quick key to detection that's going to be far easier to protect yourself against any negativity is that you have to become aware of what you're thinking. You know, so I challenge each and every one of you. What are you thinking? Have you ever considered writing it down when you do think it? And then asking yourself, was that the greatest thing to tell yourself? So with that thought, don't leave me. I'm Deborah Rothschild, Transformation Talk Radio. I'll be back with you in a minute.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Dr. Pat Basile is thrilled to be partnering with Dudley and Dean Evanson, co-founders of Soundings of the Planet. Music and video created for peace and healing. immerse yourself in benefits of music for meditation, relaxation, and stress reduction. This peaceful and meditative form of music is available for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and iTunes, or visit soundings.com for more information.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
I'm back, everyone. I'm Deborah Rothschild, The Deborah Show. We've been talking about life. We've been talking about pessimism, optimistic. Who are the resistors? Who's neutral? Who wants to grow? We live in a world of change. And sometimes we can see things coming. Other times, we can't. We have uncertainty. But rest assured, you're a human being. Don't ever underestimate yourself, and don't ever underestimate what you can and cannot do. I promise you. So, if we live in a time of uncertainty, so question is: do you worry more about that? Have you already accomplished a set of natural impulses that you are going to respond? Do you overthink things? I used to overthink things. Now, I could still pace the floor at night, some nights, anyway. For instance, if I have a huge speaking engagement, probably a couple nights, you know, before I have to fly out, you know, I'm up pacing the floor, thinking, rethinking, kind of hashing things. I'm not one of these analysis to paralysis people. I have a client who is one of the top engineers. She, by the way, female, top engineers for Whirlpool. Oh my God, you want to talk about detail? Challenge to me. I know I just made like a harsh sounds. I kind of shake my head and it's like, oh my God, you have just rehashed this for the 85th time. Can we get past this square and get on to the next? So different people are wired for different things, right? So my wiring is different than yours. You're different than your neighbor and so forth and so on. I think in a world of change that we need to all be open to uncertainty. And I don't think that everything needs to be plotted and planned accordingly. I think we need to learn to roll with the flow. You know, I think we pretty much understand that today, you know, the sun's going to go down, the sun's going to come back up. You know, things happen. And what I want you to do is I'm going to wrap up this segment and I want you to get into a position of power that you are empowered and know that you have what it takes today to get through the day successful. You know, if we lined up 100 people and asked 100 people their definition of success, we're probably going to get 200 responses. And sometimes success is not flipping out when your significant other throws you a curveball, or you come home and the dishes are not in the dishwasher, or you find out that you have to work overtime. And sometimes we just have to take a deep breath and go, and you know what? I got this. I can get through this. I had a crazy thing happen to me. And you're probably going to shake your head on this one. Because, I mean, I'm going to take the blame for partially dropping the ball. I filed an extension with my income taxes last year. And my tax gentleman is out of state. And I had a lot of big trips planned. And of course, you know, the due date is mid-October. And he was traveling. And I had already overnighted my information to him. And I'm like, oh my God. So I mean, it's like, let's don't rattle the cages of the IRS, right? So I'm a little worked up. I wasn't pessimistic, and I had an outcome. I trusted the dude to do, you know, to fulfill his obligation. And I was on the plane heading home from California, and he got my taxes done. He called me. In fact, we're getting ready to take off, and they already told us to turn the phone off, right? And he said, text me your credit card number. I'll get this done. Well, I came home. I was relieved. Taxes were done. California was a success. You know, I signed a new client with an incredible group. And, you know, I'm in the groove, right? Enjoying my life. Well, right after that, just a very short time, I incurred an eye injury. Had an infection in my eye, lost partial vision. Oh, and by the way, I never dropped a coaching call. I told my clients, I mean, yes, I've got pain. And I mean, I can't really see really good on my left eye, but we're going to work. I mean, you got two good eyes. Just because I don't, you do. And that took me a long time to recover from that. That just kind of like took the salt right out of the stew. And then, you know, one thing, another. And I thought about my taxes, thought about it, laughed about it, and forgot about it. That, my friend, was a mistake. Until just recently, I got a letter from the IRS said that I failed to file. So he had my information. I paid for it. And he failed to push the button. Well, if you don't think I didn't snap my fingers and start screaming and making things happen. So has that all been taken care of? Yes, including the penalties, right? So the lesson in this is, the lesson. And I became somewhat apprehensive. I mean, you know, what if the dude didn't call me back? What if I have to, you know, what if I have to? Well, I spun myself in psychological, you know, nut circles, you know, for 8 hours, and I caught myself saying, stop, Deborah. Whew, this is about as unhealthy as it gets. Let's figure out what has to be done, and let's beat the phone to that guy, to the tax guy calls me. He was traveling, and I guarantee you this was not the news he wanted. It was taken care of, but I think the moral of the story is, are you so busy that huge thing slipped past you? Are we so engrossed in something that major something can go wrong because we fail to notice it, that we let our awareness slip? You know, yesterday morning, a client called me. She said, I'm running late. I've got to run to UPS. I got to overnight my mortgage. I'm already late. And this is a woman that makes a huge amount of money. And I'm thinking, I wasn't going to criticize her. I wasn't even going to think bad about her. I wasn't going to question it. Had I not just experienced the thing with my tax deal and getting caught up in something. Now, I promise you, 3 years ago, I'd have rolled my eyes and thought, well, can't we get it together? So I'm going to be honest with you. And in doing a follow-up call with her, I said, what happened? She said, the cleaning lady put all my paperwork. It's a new cleaning lady. She put this in a drawer, closed the drawer. She said, what have you taught me? Keep my running list in front of me. I said, well, my running list didn't work on my, and I was very upfront with all my clients and said, don't let this happen to you. Stay on top of it. Don't let this slip past you. And she said, I got caught up in life. I got caught up in business. And then the girls and I, you know, some of my team members, we decided to, you know, go off to the shore for the weekend. And then all of a sudden, I get this notification. She said, get the running list back out in front of me. I said, you know, that is, you're preaching back to the preacher. And I appreciate that because I needed to rehear that myself. So I've shared all that with you. Not that you're so busy growing and growing and changing and fighting the life that you live, you know, putting smiles on people's faces and, you know, wearing one yourself, that you don't let something slip past you that's so vitally important. Maybe it's a mortgage. Maybe it's just a prescription. Maybe it's your taxes. Maybe it's just anything. And that all comes back to becoming aware of what we're doing, making that assertive move every day to work on iceberg optimism, not letting the naysayers or those that are the risters, you know, suck the life out of you. And being beautiful, being irreplaceable and dynamic you is the most important. Because you know what? Today's the day we're going to live it. And I choose to put a smile on my face. I choose this day to walk my day being happy and being grateful for everything that I have because my heart is full of gratitude. I don't have control over everything. And guess what? I don't need control over everything, and neither do you. You've been given the intelligence. You've been given the skill set. You've been given the tools in life. I'm here to tell you, not have the pleasure to meet you, but I'm telling you, you're going to make it because you can do it. My website is www.deborahrothschild.com. My office number is 314-917-2709. As always, I love visiting with you. My show is heard weekly at 3:00 in the afternoon, Pacific Standard. And it's always a joy to be here with you. You've been listening to The Deborah Show. I'm Deborah Rothschild. Till the next time, to your success.
Developing a dynamic you. Continue to grow with us next time as Deborah guides listeners through the roadmap of personal and professional victory. Each day you reach for your dream, it reaches for you too. Be sure to catch the next episode for valuable insights from a coach who dreams big, just like you. Are you getting started on your dreams? What are you waiting for? The competition doesn't wait for you to catch up. To learn more about Deborah, visit thedeborahshow.com. That's the DEBRA show.com.